tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest face melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams.
Hello everyone, it is good to be back. This is Jed, your host of Crescendo, broadcasting live from the UBC Point Grey campus on the unceded Musqueam territory. Hope everybody has had a wonderful week. Happy Hanukkah to those who were celebrating, just finished a little bit ago. Kwanzaa, Christmas, all those great holidays coming up, being celebrated. Enjoy yourself, it's the time of the year. So, today we have a pretty good show set up for you. We're going to start off, as per usual, pretty chill at the beginning. Some really good Canadian bands I just found out about recently. Playing some Sky Wallace first. Played some of her from one of her albums a little bit ago, actually. And this song, Blood River 1918, that I'm about to spin, is a really another very good one. A very sultry voice, great folk musician, but blends a lot of other genres as well. So excited to play some Sky Wallace. After that, we're going to play some new tracks from actually Galaxy 500. The really, really good 90s indie band that just came out with an album this year. So definitely cool to check back in on them. They kept the style pretty similar, but definitely expanded a bit. Afterwards, some more 90s stuff. Some of the Julie Ruin, that is the band headed by Kathleen Hanna, the Bikini Kill singer, the Riot Girl legend. Really excited to play some of that. And then going on in the hour, we're going to be doing some other genres as well. So stay tuned in. Have some good stuff for you. So without further ado, here is Blood River 1918. This is CITR 101.9, your host, Jed of Crescendo. Thank you for listening.
Please don't go. This is the hardest part. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th annual Blues for Christmas concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
And we are back. That right there was Three Right At You. It was Blood River 1918 by Sky Wallace. Then was When Will You Come Home by Galaxy 500. After that was Just My Kind with The Julie Ruin. Once again, this is your host, Jed of Crescendo, every Sunday 6 to 7 on CITR 101.9. Right there, Galaxy 500 and The Julie Ruin were two very, well, at least Julie Ruin was related to via the singer and the creator of the band, Kathleen Hanna. But, you know, Kathleen Hanna and Galaxy 500, both very prominent, but sadly not as well known as they should be in 90s bands. Galaxy 500 more on the indie side, as well as Kathleen Hanna's experience is more in specifically punk in the 90s than going over and more modulating different genres later on. But check those out if you haven't seen or heard of much of Galaxy 500 or The Julie Ruin. Coming up next, we're going to have We Have Band along with A Tribe Called Red with one of their new tracks. That's going to be an explicit one. Explicit content! Very worth it to listen to, but a little bit of vulgar language. Fair warning, fair warning. After that is Winnipeg's own The Watchmen with their song Stereo. So, without further ado, here is You Came Out by We Have Band. This is Jed, host of Crescendo, every Sunday 6 to 7. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9, and I have a happy holidays.
Screaming shout. Okay. Hey, all day, all day. Freak it always, all day, all day. Hey, all day, all day. I'll put that on the bay. Hey, this how the kid feeling. How you feel? Nah, I give a fuck how you feeling. I'm the owner of the building. Chilling on the corner with my children, we gonna make a million. Okay. Loyal to my soil, like he fuck up. Can you name another Negro like me, bro? No. Am I finna blow up like C4? See me, amigo, for sure, bro. You know how we go. Higher than the tree go, flyer than the ego. She told me that I got a big ego. Porque soy un chico, tan suave, tan rico. Ganji perico, pica contigo, si ticas en Costa Rica. Diamante a María, parece a pica pica. Más suave que mataquilla, dale todos los días. Mamma mia, that's a big piece of pizza pie. I'ma need the whole damn pizzeria. See me body in the casino on San Pablo. Damn, bro, in a Kia with a bad piece named Kia. Used to work at IKEA. All day, all day, all day. Put that on Saint. All day, all day. Man, we at it all day, all day. Put that on Saint, man. Saying it again, cause maybe you ain't listening. Put that on Saint. All day, all day, all day. Put that on Saint, man. All day and shit. Please understand, I'll be paid and shit. All up on the green like bacon bits. Speaking of which, fuck the Jason shit. Plus, I'm still repping Alameda like Jason Kidd. I'm all up at the function like catering. You paid to get in, they waving me in. It pays to be amazingly vaporous. I'm saying it again, cause maybe you ain't listen. All day. All day. All day. Put that on Saint. All day. All day. Man, we at it all day. All day. Put that on something, man. Saying it again, cause maybe you ain't listen. Put that on something. All day. All day. All day. Put that on something, man. Put that on something. Put that on something, man. Put that on something. I put that on the bank. Hey.
Is a stereo, how loud does it go? What songs do I know? Whatever happened to my plans? Whatever happened to life I thought I'd have? My life is a stereo, kind of cheaply made though. How bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends? Whatever happened to the likes of all of them? My life is a stereo. Turn me on and let's go. Turn me up louder. I'll scream as loud and clear as I can scream. And if you like what you're hearing, I like being here. Yeah.
That right there was Stereo by The Watchmen. A great mostly 90s band from the Winnipeg area. Before that was All Day with a Tribe Called Red. Very, very good electronic band that integrates a lot of actual real audio. Actually employs a lot of actual audio from powwows and other gatherings of a lot of indigenous groups in throughout Canada, actually. I think they're also Winnipeg-based. That's a Tribe Called Red. And they record some of these like more traditional ways of song, and then they integrate that in with the electronic music, so it has a very distinct quality to it. And really, some of the songs like are really beautiful. Other ones absolutely go hard and also have a very, very, really cool texture to the sound indeed, but definitely check out any of Tribe Called Red. You could look for their song Electric Powwow Drum is one of their best known and is a very, very good track. Coming up next, actually, again, an explicit track coming up, but very good. This, what's the name? Yeah, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears is the name of the band. Very old blues and R&B type, very Howlin' Wolf inspired guy. You could definitely like be fooled to thinking that this was recorded in the 60s and 70s, but it really brings a lot of new genres mixing up with both the R&B and the blues in it, and it's a really great band, some great live performances, played on Letterman before, but this song, Get Yo Shit, is a great one. Afterwards, it's going to be an Audio Tree live recording of I'm Gonna Be Myself by Saskatoon's own The Sheepdogs. Then we're going to go to some old rock and roll with a new twist. This is Thunder on the Mountain by Wanda Jackson. So yeah, Wanda Jackson, since she was a teenager in like 1954, 1955, she started like working with Elvis Presley and was discovered, I believe, in the Oklahoma or somewhere in the Middle America region. And she was the first really big country and rockabilly singer that was female. And she is now known as the Queen of Rockabilly. Extremely distinct voice, has such a real growl to it, but at the same time can really hit those notes and is a really great tonal quality while sounding just really cool and unique. So check out Wanda Jackson whenever you can. And in 2011, she actually recorded the album Thunder on the Mountain with, I think, Jack White was involved and some other like more famous modern rockers as well. So anyways, getting right into Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. This is Get Yo Shit. Thank you very, very much for listening. This is CITR 101.9, your host, Jed of Crescendo. Keep on listening and rocking along.
Damn. Man, I came home the other night and all my shit was out in the front yard. I said there couldn't be one thing going on. That crazy ass girl of mine, let me go up in here and see what's wrong with her this time. Went up in the house, she's sitting there looking all crazy. I said, what's wrong, baby? She said, you don't love me. I said, you know I love you. She said, no, you don't. You stay out all night with your friends drinking and carrying on. Don't even think to call me and let me know where you at. I said, well, hold on, baby. Let me tell you one more time. Maybe you believe me. So I told her something like this. You don't even buy me presents. Yeah, I did. I bought you a box of chicken, but I ate it on the way home. She said, you don't even know my name. I said, yeah, it's Melissa. She said, no, dumbass, it's Roxanne. Spell it out for me. I was like, damn, man. So hold on. So I had to tell her something like this. I said, all right, come on, baby, you can come back inside. I love you. I can't say no to you. I knew she couldn't, and I thought we was gonna make some love, but I heard a knock at the door. Man, goddamn, who is it, man?
I apologize for knocking so hard. This is APD. We're looking for Black Joe Lewis.
Hold on, man, he's in the back. Let me go get him for you. Someone's in the back of the house, man, and she was sitting there. She said, where you going? I said, baby, I got to go.
That right there was Thunder on the Mount. Oh, no, that's coming up next, actually. Thunder on the Mountain by Wanda Jackson. Before was I'm Gonna Be Myself by the Sheepdogs. Check out more of their stuff, too, if you're into classic rock with more of a new spin. That's kind of why I played them right after Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, is because both of them had a very, very different genres from the 60s and 70s in that era. But they both do the same thing where they just kind of add a little bit on to those older like tones and that types of music. But it definitely, like, can sound like this was from that time period as well, which is really cool. Like, definitely after seeing – I got the good chance a couple of years back to see the Doobie Brothers live, and the Sheepdogs definitely are very reminiscent of that, like, classic rock sound, the harmonies and a lot of the melodic guitar lines, the everybody singing all the harmonies over each other. It's a really, really cool type of – a type of band dynamic that – I think needs to be explored more, and this is definitely a formula that should be like tried out more by more bands in the modern times. But check out more of the Sheepdogs if you're a fan of classic rock at all. Now we're going to be playing some more rockabilly-esque stuff. We got Thunder on the Mountain by Wanda Jackson, and then Vancouver's own Cousin Harley with Southern Fried after that. So keep on listening. It is going to sound good.
Fires on the moon, erupt within the on yourself.
And that right there was the one, the only Wanda Jackson with Thunder on the Mountain. Definitely, if you want to look up more Wanda Jackson stuff, a really cool live performance she did back in 1958. I think it was called like either the Town Hall or one of those types of like music shows. She played a hard-headed woman, and her rendition is phenomenal too, because she starts off with just like, you know, she was only like, I think only like 5'2 to 5'5, like a pretty short, like, really, like, you know, she kind of sounds a little bit like a Southern Belle. She comes up, says, oh, I'm going to play a nice love song for you. And she comes on, and she just starts, like, howling this song that's very fast-paced, great straight rock and roll. And it's just, I think she really knows what kind of the expectations people had, and she really liked messing with that. So check out that performance. It's definitely, definitely one of the good rockabilly live performances. So that is expand on your Wanda Jackson homework. Look up Wanda Jackson's Hard-Headed Woman on YouTube. Do yourself a favor. All right, coming up next is Vancouver's own Cousin Harley with Southern Fried, a great rock instrumental track. And here we go.
We'll be right back.
my bells repeating now. Fell in love with a girl.
That right there was Gumbo by New Sensei. And, well, we only have one more song for everybody tonight. That is following up Fell in Love with a Girl, of course, by the White Stripes, and afterwards Gumbo by New Sensei. The White Stripes speak for themselves. Jack White and Meg White, fantastic, fantastic modern rock band. Always look them up. If you haven't had a chance to look up the White Stripes, well, of course. But also, New Sensei just played with their song Gumbo. If you're into any punk music whatsoever, especially if you're into more of the hardcore punk, like, you know, the 80s, then definitely newer bands like New Sensei, White Lung, Eating Out, all the really good Vancouver local punk bands you got to check out, because they have the primal energy while also bringing in some new vibes as well. So definitely check out New Sensei's work. And for the last song of the evening, we have another wonderful Canadian group, Viathan, the symphonic metal / thrash metal band, with their song Edward Mordrick. I didn't know who that was, but I looked it up, and I guess I don't know how much the song is about it or it's just dedicated to him or what, but he was, they're not really sure if he existed or not, but apparently he was, in the late 1800s in England, a man who suffered from a deformation where he had a face on the back of his head of a, he was going to have an identical twin, and there was some genetic malformality that made that happen. So it was, he's kind of known for that, and I think that character appeared in a few different shows and in pop culture. It's kind of an interesting story. But yeah, they're like many a metal band before them, they're doing it about a person of intrigue and interest and a bit of a dark quality to it. So let's see here how Edward Mordrake sounds. This is Viathan, symphonic metal band from Canada. And actually, I'm going to take a little bit of a winter break after this show. I will be back in January, back in the new year. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It was another great year of Crescendo, and very excited, looking forward to some new developments next year as well. New interviews, new types of music, and a lot more to come. So thank you, everybody, who is taking a bit of a study break to tune in, and I hope you enjoy this last song. Here's Edward Mordrake by Viathan. Thanks for listening to Crescendo.
Planet Earth.
We're in a now that's parallel to our own.
A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift...
What more closely resembles popular rhythmic music?
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Only a fool would ignore this.
Oh, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Oh, I just turned that down for a moment. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses, and also tonight our executive